Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench on CBS Sports Radio. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. So Calhoun hit a shot off the wall in right center. In the gap, it looked like a home run, but it went off the top of the wall off of Doolittle. Runners on second and third, bottom of the ninth, one out, and guess who's up? Trout, he hit a solo home run in the first. And Dusty Baker's going to let Doolittle pitch to him. And then he drives us to short, so the run will score out at first. They got the run in, right?
That was close at first base.
Very close at first. So they got the run in, and it's 4-3, two outs now. So their best hitter grounded out, but he got the run in. He's out. I think he's out, right? They're not even going to review that, are they?
No, he's out.
He's out.
It was very close, but he was out.
So you have – do you – would you have left Madsen in the way he was pitching?
No, I think that this is where –
so he's their setup guy and Doolittle's the closer?
It looks like that's how they're starting, yeah.
He doesn't look as filthy as Madsen.
Madsen looked very good. Now, here's another thing to remember. They're playing the Angels tonight. Angels have a lot of history against Doolittle and Madsen being just coming from Oakland. Oakland and the Angels
right.
play each other all the time. If you want to factor that in a little bit. But
so that they know him.
They know him very well. The Angels know Doolittle very well. And Madsen, but Madsen blew him away. So, you know, that's.
So now Pujols is up with two outs. Does he walk off or does the game end? What do you think?
I think that the Nationals win tonight.
That he'll close the deal.
Yes.
Mafia, Pujols come through or not?
Pujols homer.
Mafia always goes the other way. Here we go. He fouled it off. All right, so 855-212-4227. So the network website is CBSSportsRadio.com. Our homepage is OnTheBenchCBS.com. We stream the network on there and on Radio.com and on the CBS Sports app. You can download that on your smartphone for free. And we're also streaming on Apple Music. Just search CBS Sports Radio. We put out a podcast after every show and the next day at On the Bench CBS and at Scott Farrell. The crew's following is at Carver High CBS and at On Air Mafia. Our Facebook page is /Farrell on the Bench. Don't forget about Snapchat. Follow us, one word, Farrell on Bench, F-E-R-R-A-L-L, Farrell on Bench. He popped out to left. Game over. Doolittle closes the books 4-3. Washington wins it. So the Snapchat will go out tonight between 1:30 and 2 a.m. Eastern. How was the reaction to this return of Snapchat last night?
Some big numbers. One of our best viewings ever.
Really?
Yes. People were excited.
People excited that we're back.
Yes. Especially with the way that we came back last night.
Very strong effort. How do you feel about tonight's repertoire? This is very strong stuff. I think it's perhaps another equal footing night where we could actually break new records. Also, get the I Am Scott Farrell app in the App Store. It's free. And it's got everything on there that you could possibly imagine. It's got all our tweets, our Facebook page. It's got all our interviews on CBS. It's got all my picks from PharrellOnTheBench.com and our fantasy lineups. It's all right there on the I Am Scott Farrell app, plus all our YouTube videos, studio videos, you name it, it's all there.
Well, you know, Snapchat was so big. You know, you put out one of Ronaldo's former girlfriends yesterday, and it was such a big reaction that he had to announce today that his current girlfriend's pregnant.
So his old girlfriend, we put her on Snapchat, and it got his new girlfriend so excited that she's pregnant?
Well, she's been pregnant for a while. You know, people have been saying she's been showing, but now they officially confirmed it today. So we're going to have his fourth child.
Did he just have twins?
Yeah, twins with a surrogate, and now his girlfriend's pregnant. And I had one from a previous
What's the matter, Carver High? You got cringe face.
I got nothing to say.
Why?
I just don't like Ronaldo. You know that.
You don't like him?
I don't like him.
Isn't there some huge Man U and Man City game Thursday? I think it's on at 10 Eastern.
I wouldn't call it huge. I mean, this is what happens. These teams all come over here during the summer to play. What amounts
walk-off to... Red Sox, Hanley Ramirez over the monster.
Just awesome. That's just what I needed right there. I just needed that. I mean, Toronto just, they stink. Two nights in a row, they have leads against the Sox. Can't do it. It's just, they could shut it down for the year, the Blue Jays. I mean, they already had, they quit a while ago, but shut it down.
So there you go.
Yeah, I don't like Ronaldo. So there you go.
You don't like Ronaldo and you don't like the Red Sox.
Yeah. There's one, you could say that.
Hanley Ramirez, what's that, number 15 for him or something like that?
What a guy.
What a guy. What a leader. Charlie in Atlanta, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, I miss you over the air down here, man. I guess I have to be like a millennial and listen on the TuneIn app every night.
Yeah, I think they also have it on those two stations that they... Like those sister stations of the fan that they have down there. I can't remember the numbers. They're bizarre numbers.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like whatever, 15:30 and something like that, and 12:40 a.m. It's on two of them that they also own.
Well, I mean, TuneIn works great for me. So, but anyway, I know it's a sore subject, but I was just curious. Has Kaepernick come out and said that he is perfectly okay with backup money and we don't have a money situation here? Is he one of the 96 best quarterbacks in the NFL?
Well, obviously, he has not received an offer of backup money or any money of any kind. He has not had a job offer at all to play for anybody. So it's that simple. And, you know, he's off gallivanting all over the world, trying to help people and do the right thing and charities and all the rest. So I don't know what it's going to take for him to get a job. Injuries, something like that. Are, you know, it's only a matter of time before guys are dropping in the NFL of injuries and they need quarterbacks. So I wouldn't be surprised he still gets a job, but... Right now, he doesn't have one at all going into camp. He's not playing football. So that's all there is to it. And then we also talked to Jason Cole last night about Manziel, and he said that's all fake news, that guy has no opportunities whatsoever in the NFL to play football. It's all BS.
Oh, wow.
That no one wants him, and he's a, you know, bottom line is he was a junkie, and teams are totally turned off by him and scared of him. Nobody wants him at all. And it's amazing that he would even be considered really over Kaepernick, to be honest with you. Kaepernick still produced on a loser, horrible roster team with no talent hacks all around him. He still did things. You got to credit him for that at least. I mean, the guy still put up some numbers for a guy that he basically did it by himself because the – Niners are the laughing stock of the NFL last year. They were a joke. So the fact that he still did some things, I think, speaks highly of him. But, I mean, let's face it. None of these rich, billionaire, white owners want some crazy activist, you know, political statement, black quarterback that's all there is to it, that ruffles feathers and gets people protesting and kneeling during anthems and everything else. All of his radical beliefs, if you want to call it that, is all that you need to know, is why all of those billionaire white boys don't want anything to do with him. There's not one guy that's willing to give him a job right now, an owner. And believe me, there's coaches that would take him. It's the owners. The owners, they've banded together to keep him out of the league. Would you agree with that, Carver High? That the owners, that the rich owners, what do you think, Mafia? Rich owners, rich white owners don't want activists shouting Colin Kaepernick, black quarterback with all of his political stance and views, and he's saving the world, and is just a whole bit about black lives and everything else. That's why they don't want him.
I agree. I mean, I don't think he's a great quarterback anymore. I don't think he's nearly what he was, you know, in the year they went to the Super Bowl. I think his numbers have dropped drastically. I know partially it's going to be because of the team sucking and them losing everybody that they had that was worth a damn. But still, I mean, the guy didn't do what he needed to do to really earn himself a huge position as far as, you know, overshadowing what he's done off the field over the last year. I mean, I know over the last couple months we've talked about it, you especially, about how the things that he's done, kind of living up to everything he said. You know, he hasn't just been, okay, I'm going to run my mouth and not do anything to try to change the world. He's done a lot of positive things lately.
He spent a lot of money on charities.
You know, you would think that that would get him some good press, some good love, and maybe some of these guys would see that it's not just all, you know, fire and brimstone.
It didn't get him a job.
But it did nothing, yeah. And I agree with you, because it's got to be mostly the owners. I know there's not going to be a ton of opportunities for a guy who hasn't produced at a high level to get a shot, because a lot of these teams already had their quarterbacks. But even when you have something like, you know, him going and hanging out with the Seahawks and them all saying they want him there, and then Pete Carroll comes out and says, yeah, he's great, he's awesome, but, you know,
he said he was a starter.
He's a starter, and we'd only have him as a backup.
That whole thing.
That's just a BS excuse.
That was a BS interview.
Right,
that was a BS tryout, because that was, I believe that was Pete Carroll trying to make Pete Carroll look good.
Right, that's, you know what, he's great, but there's something holding this up, and I'm not going to say what it really is.
So what do you think about Michael Vick saying he needs to cut his hair? Do you think he's right?
I think that obviously appearance is something that adds to the whole, you know, mystique of him being the activist and things like that. When you have a guy with a big afro, yeah, a lot of people kind of see it that way. But that doesn't mean that he can't be a great quarterback. That doesn't mean he can't be a great person. There's plenty of guys with big hair or long dreadlocks, or, you know, plenty of things that people would maybe second glance at, even though they shouldn't, of hairstyles or things that they wear or do. So I don't think that's the reason why he's being kept out of the NFL. I don't think if he gets a haircut, all of a sudden he's going to be like, oh, yeah, great, let's sign him.
What do you think, Carver?
I think it's ridiculous that they're talking about that Vic brought up his hair. Who cares? Who cares what his hair looks like? Can the guy throw the football? Can the guy move in an offense? Can he do those things?
That's
I don't
it.
Care about his hair. I don't care about what he's doing politically. Can the guy play football? That's all I care about. That's it.
You even had the actor Marlon Wayans come out after that statement was made and say to TMZ, he's like, dude, you had cornrows in your hair. And you say this guy can't wear a fro. Like, it's not like you had a perfect hairdo, you know, to fit into white America either.
Yeah, everyone's jumping all over Michael Vick and abusing him. 855-212-4227.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so we continue the week with solid baseball matchups. Arizona in the Queen City, St. Louis at Citi Field, LA's at Chicago Southside, the boys in blue, Detroit, Kansas City, San Diego's in Colorado, Tampa's in Oakland, Washington, one in Anaheim tonight, Cleveland's in San Francisco, and the Bombers are in Minny. Just to name a few of the great games going on this week, get the best picks for every game every day at PharrellOnTheBench.com. We have top shelf daily fantasy lineups. No one touches me in boxing or our MMA snags. The best results and the very best price in the business, PharrellOnTheBench.com sets the standard. Don't forget, pro and college football right around the corner doing push-ups. Sign up today at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Mafia, how did I do in baseball tonight? I suck picking winners, don't I?
12-3 for 80%.
12-3 for 80%. Yeah. My picks suck. 12 out of 15. Jeez, I wish I could have gotten all 15 of them right for you. John in Maine, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, Mafia, Carver, how you guys doing?
Cool, man. I'm sitting here watching Big Three Hoops now. I finally have struck gold on the summertime viewing. I'm watching basketball, old pros playing 3-on-3. I love it.
That's awesome. So I was a little surprised to see that the Yankees traded away their number one prospect for Todd Frazier and a couple of guys for the bullpen. I think it was the two bullpen acquisitions that they were really going for in that deal. That seems to be their biggest issue for that team right now, and I think they're trying to bolster that bullpen to make it a little bit
better.
Well,
that's obvious, but I think that he was their number three prospect, Rutherford.
Oh, he was number three? I thought he was number one. No. My apologies on that. And the Red Sox, they're struggling out there, and I thought they were going to go after Frazier a little bit, but they seem to be sticking with Marrero at third right now. I don't really understand that. They sent Lynn down, and they haven't brought up Devers, and they're riding on Holt, and he's got that concussion problem there. I don't see what they're doing there, but
I think they activated him, and then I told you last night that there's been some discussion, at the very least, about bringing back Jed Lowrie. Nothing's happened yet as far as the Red Sox go, but at least on a bright note, they won that game tonight walk-off style with the Ramirez home run.
That was fun to listen to. I'm in the car, obviously, trying to get on the phone with you, but I had that on the radio in the meantime.
Yeah, they came through in the clutch there against Toronto. They were losing that game. They should have lost. Somehow found a way to tie it at fours and then win it 5-4. So big win for them. Zach in Cleveland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, bro?
Hey, Zach.
Hey, so with the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, me personally, I just find it a little coincidental that he waited until he became a backup quarterback to make the stance that he did. And isn't that the opposite of what you want out of your backup quarterback?
Well, I don't know about the timing of it. You may be right that that's when he decided to have his protest, but I don't think it was because of being a backup that he protested the treatment of blacks. I think that it obviously the blacks in the NFL and other sports for that matter are, you know, like everyone else that's black in this country. It would appear to me that they're very angry at their treatment, and they have every right to be upset. There's been massive abuses of power, and treatment of blacks has been really pathetic, basically. So I don't see why his being a backup had anything to do with it. I think it was just, you know, the blacks are upset. They think, and with every reason, that they're being treated like crap by the police and everyone else. So they have been protesting for the last couple of years at every turn. And I've said from the jump that this guy's protest worked. He got, you know, worldwide acclaim. Didn't he get Time Person of the Year for that? I mean, or something like that? Didn't he? I mean, he got massive attention. He definitely raised the situation to a new level, and his voice was heard. There was an uproar over his stance and his kneeling during the anthem. It worked. Everything he did worked. I mean, it got everybody talking, got everybody angry, got everybody protesting, got everybody marching, got everybody reacting, got everybody talking about it on the radio and on sports talk, on television, and the like, et cetera, et cetera. So everything he did worked. It worked so well that, I mean, I think obviously it worked so well that he doesn't have a job now because of it. He became the Black Panthers of just radical political people in this country happened to be. He was at the forefront of it. So a quarterback, whether he's a backup or a starter, is irrelevant. The guy protested, made quite a scene, got noticed, and as far as I'm concerned, he won because it got everybody all up in arms and talking about it, and people got all lathered up about it. And to this day, all I have to do is mention his name, and people call the show. All I have to do is bring up his name, and it's automatic. I mean, there's people sitting on hold right now ready to talk about him. He was Time's 100 most influential, one of the most influential, but not the actual Time person of the year. But he was one of the most influential. So, and that's pretty heady stuff for a backup quarterback, if you will. But I don't know. At the same time, he was kind of a starter, wasn't he, Carver High?
He was last year, yeah. I mean, not at the beginning. Didn't they start Gabbert the first couple
games? Gabbert's off. My daughter's a better quarterback.
He's terrible, but
he's the worst.
He started more games than Gabbert.
And then that guy has a job in the NFL. It's embarrassing how a guy like that will have a job, but Kaepernick doesn't. I think Kaepernick's way better than Gabbert. That's just me.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle brands you trust, like Brake Best and ThermoQuiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. We're going to be in Vegas, believe it or not. There's a lot of people getting excited about it here. We'll be at the D Casino Hotel in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street, August 28th. That's a Monday, starting that week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, till September 1st. Shows 5 nights. At the View Bar, second floor of the D, that whole week. That's the first week of college football season. That's Labor Day weekend. We're there because the weekend prior, the 26th and 27th, that's the night of the Mayweather fight. And the next day, they're having a blowout national fantasy football draft at the D. $35 a person to get in. You get a luxury private suite for up to 14 people. Fantasy draft kit. Multiple flat screen TVs, cocktails, food catered by Gold Spike, American Coney Island, and Nacho Daddy. For pricing and availability, contact the D sales at 702-388-2200 or email them at sales@thed.com. That's sales@thed.com or call 702-388-2200. We'll be in Vegas allegedly as well for the 24th and 25th, which is Thursday and Friday, leading up to the Mayweather-McGregor fight at the T-Mobile Arena. So hopefully all that comes to fruition, and we're broadcasting live from Vegas from August 24th all the way till September 1st. That's a nice long haul in Vegas, Carver High.
It absolutely is.
How's that going over with the family?
I mean, it's going over as good as to be expected. I mean, what are you going to do?
It is what it is.
Yeah. I just got to control myself out there, that's all.
I'll make sure everything's under control. Mandatory breakfasts.
Yeah, you know.
That'll get you up and going. So the more you drink, the more crappy you'll feel in the morning having breakfast with me. Then you won't want to do it as much. We'll keep you disciplined.
I don't really think anything will stop me. I'll be fine.
Nothing will stop you?
No. Anything can happen.
Going to drag Carver out of the gym all that week, too? Usually get that going in the afternoon.
I doubt he'll go to the gym.
If I'm in Vegas, there's 0.0% chance that I'm going to the gym.
One of the things that'll be highly unfortunate for me when I'm out there is basically I don't play basketball, right?
Yeah, it's an off week anyway, though.
Isn't it?
That's in between the seasons, right?
Yeah, probably. So I guess it doesn't matter. You going to be able to go tomorrow night?
Absolutely. I'll go right now.
Let's go.
Open up a six-pack and let's do it again.
Let's do it. All right, so tonight we were talking about the Kirk Cousins situation in Washington, and we were actually comparing him to all the other great teams and quarterbacks. And here we have the USA Today rankings of quarterbacks by team. And we went through the list, right? So, again, we'll go through the list. Do you have a problem with this, Carver High? Pats, Brady, 1. Rodgers, Packers, 2. Matt Ryan, Falcons, 3. Ben Roethlisberger, Steelers, 4. Russell Wilson, Seahawks, 5. Derek Carr, Raiders, 6. Drew Brees, Saints, 7. Andrew Luck, Colts, 8. Matt Stafford, Lions, 9. Phillip Rivers, Chargers, 10. Cam Newton, Panthers, 11. Mariota, Titans, 12. Dak Prescott, Cowboys, 13. 14, Eli Manning, Giants. 15, Cousins, Redskins. Do you agree with any of that? Do you disagree with any of that?
This is the one. This is the one with the entire team's quarterback roster.
Yeah.
They're ranking the, not just the starter, but their quarterback depth as well. Each
right.
team.
That's right.
I got a problem with your boy Russell Wilson being number 5. He had a down year last year. I'd put Derek Carr over him. I'd put maybe even some of those other guys over him as well.
So you just don't think he's number 5? I would agree with that. I think Drew Brees is better than him.
He didn't just get a $25 million a year contract, did he?
I think Matt Stafford's better than him, too. And Derek Carr. And Cam Newton. Cam Newton had a bad year, but I still think he's better than Russell Wilson.
I would agree.
Do you think Dak Prescott's better than him?
I have to wait and see on Dak. We're going to see what he is, you know, how great he really is
because,
this year with
Zeke
out.
Why? Because Wilson's won a Super Bowl?
Wilson's won a Super Bowl, and he's done things without a great running back. Dak had a great year last year, but a lot of that was leaning on Elliott. If he's out the first couple of games for the domestic violence and the speeding ticket and the bar fight that, you know, is coming out, then we'll see what Dak Prescott can really do on his
they
own.
They have Flacco 21 and Dalton 22.
How far the mighty have fallen. I mean,
they even have Tannehill ahead of Flacco.
Remember how high everyone was on Flacco after he won the Super Bowl?
The Texans savage 28. Brian Hoyer, 30th. And the Jets are ranked dead last. They don't even have a quarterback.
Not a surprise.
All right, let's go to Tom in Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I was thinking about what you said about Kaepernick earlier and the owners. My take on the owners is not just because they're white and they're billionaires and stuff. It's more a fiduciary responsibility than you got to look at the fan base. Who are your core fan base? You have, you know, law enforcement. You have the military. You know, and he's not honoring the flag. He's kneeling on the anthem. Marines go to football games. You know what I'm saying? And most of the people, the activists that would back Kaepernick, aren't your football fans. They're more soccer fans and participation trophy people.
Did you just say... You just called them participation trophy people. That's people. Is that people that get up or get a trophy just for participating? That made my day, dude. Thanks for waking me up. I don't care about it anymore. That was great, Carver. Did he just say that? You didn't like that one? Carver is very grumpy tonight. He's back. At work. It took one day to have him in the doldrums.
Not true at all.
Did you think that was funny?
I didn't catch a lot of it because I was doing some things. So
he said that people that support Colin Kaepernick are participation trophy people.
And also soccer fans. I don't know why they got dragged to the mud on that one.
Yeah, what do they have to do with this? I don't even know. I think what he meant to say was people that protest don't go to NFL games. That's what he was trying to say. And I think he might have something there.
He might.
I mean, honestly, do you think people that go to Black Lives Matter and Wall Street protest go to NFL games? In like a majority of them? I'd say no. Don't they have better things to do with their time than go to football games? I mean that. Barron on the ticket in Dallas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
For real, shake it up.
Oh, shake it up.
Hey, protesters go to football games. They went to the Rams game when, like, Black Lives Matter first started.
Yeah.
That was cool.
What do you mean? I don't even remember that. Did they really? I mean,
you
what?
Don't remember that? They went with, like, a big-ass sign, and it was a huge deal, which, by the way, hello, stupid owners. That's why Colin Kaepernick is protesting, is because police brutality sucks.
Listen, I don't disagree with anything you say or that he's fighting for. I've agreed with that over the, you know, stretch of time that we've talked about it, that I think cops profile and treat blacks like crap. But, you know, I'm not in that world, I guess you could say. I hope I never am. I don't want to be at the wrong end of the law. It's real simple. You mess with the cops, you lose. And that's the problem, is that I think that if you mess with the cops, you lose, and that's all there is to it. Eventually, they're going to rub you out. And then the second thing is that the difference is, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think the blacks that have fought them because of their treatment of the blacks is horrible, and I agree that it is. But I think one of their mistakes, this is just me, is they keep, and I get it, I get why they do it, but I think that one of the reasons they're losing is because they keep fighting the cops with violence. And so if you want to fight them with violence, you're going to get treated the exact way you're treating them, with more violence right back at you. And they put handcuffs on you and put you in jail. So, you know, keep fighting them and you keep going to jail, so have fun. So the bottom line is, they arrest you, they pepper spray you, they rubber bullet you, they shoot you, they'll kill you, they'll do whatever they want to you. And for the most part, it would appear to me they get away with it. They, you know, they murder blacks and they get away with it because this judicial system we live in this country favors the cops over the blacks, and that's all there is to it. And I think it's wholly wrong. I think it's horribly wrong, but it is what it is, and it's happening, and it's happening all the time. And I don't think the best way to cure their problem is with violence. And they're big, the giant violent protests. And don't tell me their protests aren't violent, because they are. The giant rock throwing violence. And the fires and all the tipping cars over and smashing police officers. It's just not working. I mean, and then they're not satisfied with their public forums. That doesn't work either. Their town hall meetings don't work. Well, you know, it would appear to me, this is just me, I think they have to find a better way to get their point across. And they've never, I think, done it any other way than violence. So, you know, it's not working. So they need to find a new way to make it work. And it's definitely not with violence. Anyway, what'd you want to say?
True. You just got to take a knee in front of a million people to get some, like, eyeballs open. But, you know,
well,
bring him to Dallas. Jerry Jones would love that.
Well, look, it worked. I think his protest worked, and it got everyone's attention. I think that did a lot better job than all their violent protests and marches. And I'll say this, if Jerry Jones wanted Colin Kaepernick, he would have already signed him. It's not happening. You lose. That's it. You lose. They're not signing him. (855) 212-4227 Matt in Alabama.
What's up, Pharrell? How you doing, man?
I'm average.
I hear you, man. I love the show. No matter what's going on.
Thanks,
you guys,
dude.
Are awesome.
Thanks, brother.
Man, you nailed it. You nailed it. And I'm in Alabama, man. We've dealt with it for years. We've dealt with the stigma and the whole issues, and it's been you know, a battle. But I mean, my whole thing is. If you know, when in Rome, do as Rome. You got. If Kaepernick, if I were Kaepernick, I would go ahead, try to look the part, whatever appeases the masses, do every edge I can to get in, and then I'd basically win, because I'm taking the money from the owners if that's what it takes to get me in the ball game, and then I go cash my check, and then I go out and blow them out, do whatever I need to do, get my point across. Because I got the pedestal to preach from. Because sooner or later the money's going to run out, and this game, you know, he's going to lose cachet and not going to make as much noise. I don't know your thoughts on that.
Well, I think you make a very interesting point, but I'll say this. I am starting to believe, this is just me, and I know I'm probably wrong because I'm wrong all the time. I think he's starting to not care about playing football anymore. I just don't think that it matters to him that much. I don't even, my belief is, you don't ever hear him complaining about it, do you? Like, he's not over there standing on a pulpit right now bitching about not getting a job in the NFL, is he? So, he's really not saying a whole lot about it. Because I don't think he wants to fight it anymore, that he doesn't have a job. I think the fact that that guy doesn't have a job in the NFL speaks for itself. I don't even think he needs to respond. I don't even think he cares. I think he might very well start doing other things that are more important in his life that change the world. I think he's a guy that wants to change the world, and if that's what he wants to do, I don't think he's going to do it on the football field. I think his one moment of changing the world worked. It did make a difference in the world, what he did, the protest. And now if he really wants to make his mark, he's got to do other things, like he donated millions to charity. So he has put his money where his mouth is, for sure. And he might want to go do other stuff like that and change the world rather than stand on a sideline and be a backup in the NFL. For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Ballers, another game tomorrow night, 7:15. Hopefully we'll be able to record some of it for you on Facebook Live. Good night, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.